Sunday, the 18th of May, Maran Hagon Harav Usha Weiss, Shetiyu Amelim Satira.
So this week's parasha, as you all obviously know, is in Bechukoy Saiteleichu. And as Rasha interprets this pasuk, Shetiyu Amelim Satira. Obviously, Omer HaTorah is one of the key elements and obligations that we all have. It is only then that a Kodesh Baruch Hu promises and Natasha Shalom B'Yoritz and all the other brachas, the wonderful blessings that the Torah promises to those that will go in the Torah way. Shetiyu Amelim Satira. What is Omer HaTorah? How do we define Omer HaTorah? Is Omer HaTorah a gift bestowed only upon Kodesh Yungalai? Or is it imperative upon every God-fearing Jew? Every he that considers himself part of Klal Yisrael, Shomrei Torah, Omer HaTorah. There is the concept of Torosoi Omanusoi. And the Rosh in the first parak of Bava Basra says that people that are considered Torosoi Omanusoi, and in the Sugya we learn that they are exempt from paying taxes. It's Lav Dafka, a person that dedicates all his time to Talmud Torah. It all depends on what you do with your leisure time. In the modern world, leisure time is a big problem. People go out of their minds just figuring out what to do with leisure time. Never has leisure time, or maybe he does. Leisure time is time that's dedicated to the most sublime pleasure and the biggest carnival you could possibly imagine, which is Omer HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. So who is considered Torosoi Omanusoi? According to the definition of the Israeli government, a person that doesn't work is Torosoi Omanusoi. Doesn't matter whether he learns or not, but if he doesn't work, he is Torosoi Omanusoi. The Rosh explains it is not necessarily people that don't work. And the Rosh writes, even if he has mischar ksas, he does a bit of business, or any other occupation, if he dedicates all his spare time to Talmud Torah, then he is considered Torosoi Omanusoi. There is a beautiful story I always tell from the Chazon Ish. When the Chazon Ish came from Dume to Eretz Yisrael, he very much hoped to be incognito, but the Hashgacha Elyona had different plans set out for the Chazon Ish in Eretz Yisrael, and the burden of the entire generation was thrust upon his shoulders. But a week or two after the Chazon Ish arrived in Eretz Yisrael, he met one of the Choshev Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael, Harav Rosen was his name, and the person didn't know who the Chazon Ish is, and they met at a simcha, and he asked the Chazon Ish, what's Titio? He said, well, his panosa is, his wife is in a shop, so he asked him, ir leren, do you learn? And the Chazon Ish said, ben yichob tzait lerenich. Ben yichob tzait lerenich. When I have time, I learn. And obviously, he had a lot of time. But that response is the most beautiful and precise hagdorah of Mitzvah Talmud Torah I ever heard. That is the definition of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. A Kodesh Baruch won't ask us, did you learn when you didn't have time? When we don't have time, we're not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. But oy to that person that will be stupid enough to respond to that question, I didn't have time. And a Kodesh Baruch will ask him, what were you busy with? What were you busy, your activities were that important that you didn't find time for my Torah? For my beautiful and wonderful Torah, the greatest gift I could ever bestow on any individual or any people. The Chazon Ish said, "Ben yichob tzait let him. And that's all we've got to do. And according to the Rash, when a person learns, when he has time, every moment he's not busy with things he's got to do, he is considered to rotate from another, and he is exempt from paying taxes. So let's discuss the concept of Omer HaTorah. There's an interesting machlokes between the Mogen Avraham and the Maral. They don't quote each other, but the Mogen Avraham writes them in Nun Tivkot and Bay, regarding to the question whether Noshim Machayev and Berachas HaTorah, they say Eizehu Mekoyim Anshol Zavoki. The Mogen Avraham says if a person learns Torah, but he doesn't really understand what he is saying, it's not considered Talmud Torah, and therefore he's not Mechuyev in Berachas HaTorah. The basic qualification for Berachas HaTorah is a simple and basic understanding of what we're saying. However, the Maral has a different opinion in Sefer Gvuras Hashem and Perek Samach Bey. The Maral deals with the question many Rishonim address, why don't we have Berachas HaMitzvah on the Mitzvah of Tzipiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why don't we say Asher Kedisholo B'Mitzvos V'Tzivonu the Saper be a CS Mitzrayim? And the Maral says because if a person doesn't understand what he's saying, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah, and therefore this Mitzvah would be considered a Mitzvah Shevelev. And one of the basic Klalim and Berachas the Mitzvah is we don't say a Brocha on a Mitzvah Shevelev. So the Maral asks, according to this Svora, why do we say Berachas HaTorah? And the conclusion of the Maral is because Mitzvah Talmud Torah person is Mekayim even though he does not understand. Merely saying Torah, uttering words of Torah is the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah even if one does not understand. And this Maral, when we learn this paragraph in the Maral, in Sefer Gvuras Perek Samach Bey, I think there are three big solutions. Kiddush number one, why would Tzipiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim be considered the Mitzvah Shebelev? Even if Havona is Ma'akev, but basically it's the Mitzvah Shebedibur. Hirul Lav Kedibur Damir. Every person with a gram of sense understands that the Mitzvah of Tzipiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Mitzvah Shebedibur. We cannot perform this Mitzvah by Machshavas Aleiv. After all, the Torah says, V'hi Gadit Ola Vincho. Havona might be ma'akir, but it's still a mitzvah shebedibur. Where's the basic svara that we don't say a brocha on a mitzvah shebelev? The Bish Yosef in Siman Tov Lamed Bey, Siman Tov Lamed Dalet, we don't say a brocha on bitul chometz, because the lashon of Chazal is mavatar d'liboy, therefore we only say the brocha on bitul chometz, on the act of slavery, which is a mice. But Bitul Chometz requires no speech, no saying anything. And therefore, it's considered a Mitzvah Shebelev. Tzipiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim, even if we do maintain that Havona is Ma'akev, but still, the basic requirement is Big Alas Olavim. That's Kiddush number one. Kiddush number two is, why is the Maharal troubled by Berachas HaTorah? Berachas HaTorah is basically a different concept than Berachas HaMitzvah. Berachas HaMitzvah are all Midrabonim, the Gemara Mefereshet in Brachas Tes Vav, while Berachas HaTorah, according to the vast majority of Rishonim, is a Mitzvah D'oraisa. Berachas HaMitzvah has no biblical source, no Mekor, and Berachas HaTorah we learn from Kishay Hashem Eku Hovu Goydel Elokeinu. So even though we do find a cloud that the Bishayitim is Mechalish, that there is no Berachas HaMitzvah on Hashem HaSelev, this rule probably won't apply to Berachas HaTorah, which is a Mitzvah D'oraisa. And in every event that we could be kind of Mitzvah of Berachas HaTorah, we should say a Bracha. Mechalish does pass, because it's in Mem Zayin, Sif Arad, that of Hidur Alev, we don't say